stepfathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, and of course our spiritual fathers, Father Wilson and Father Nolan. Father's Day is not exactly a high holy day for the church, but it does give us a chance to pause and to honor our fathers. All fatherhood, like all good things, is a gift from God the Father. We must pray that all fathers will strive to reflect the divine qualities of our Heavenly Father. Godly fathers are a blessing, and we thank them for caring for us with their lives of dedication, faithfulness, and love. Each of today's readings today reveal to us just how much our Heavenly Father guides, protects, and loves His chosen people. In our first reading, God's chosen people, the Israelites, were in the desert and camped safely at the base of Mount Sinai. God tells Moses, "Remind the people of my care for them, how I defeated the Egyptians and bore up the people of Israel on eagle's wings and brought you here to myself." St. Paul, in our second reading, reminds the Romans of God's limitless love for his people. Jesus, through God the Father's perfect plan of salvation, died for us so that we, enemies of God's kingdom through sin, might be reconciled with God. The just man Jesus died for sinners. Finally, the gospel reading presents Jesus filled with compassion when he saw just how lost the people were, like sheep without a shepherd, truly needing his Father's love, protection, and guidance. Just then, he calls the 12 apostles to be shepherds to his sheep. American culture today acts much like the people in Jesus' time, lost sheep without a shepherd. We have all witnessed firsthand what the absence of fathers in the households has done to our modern society. Here are some shocking statistics. Over 19 million, one in four children, grow up in a single-parent home. Children from single-parent homes make up 63% of teen suicides, 90% of all runaways and homeless children, 71% of all high school dropouts, 75% of teenagers in substance abuse rehab care, 85% of young prison inmates all come from single-parent homes. Girls from fatherless homes are 7 times more likely to have teen pregnancy. Boys from fatherless homes are 3 times more likely to carry guns and sell drugs. Children from fatherless homes are 3 times more likely to live in poverty as adults. Now, there are many hardworking single parents who successfully raise fantastic, well-adjusted children, but the studies and the statistics show that this is the exception and not the rule. And in fact, one of these single parents is actually the inspiration of today's Father's Day celebration we have here in America. In 1909, Mrs. Sonora Dodd of Spokane, Washington, was listening to a sermon at church on Mother's Day. She was reminded of her own father, who had raised 6 children, Mrs. Dodd herself, and 5 brothers. After his young wife had passed away. The sacrifices her father made on their eastern Washington farm called to mind the unsung feats of fathers everywhere. Mrs. Dodd's idea of the first Father's Day was first approved at her church and then spread and publicized by the YMCA. By 1910, the mayor of Spokane and later the governor of Washington had issued a Father's Day proclamation. By 1924, Calvin Coolidge made the first presidential proclamation, and nearly 50 years later, in 1972, President Richard Nixon made it a permanent holiday. Good fathers, like the disciples in today's gospel reading, are ordinary men who decided to follow their Lord and Savior and are now called to do more than they could have ever imagined. As new fathers, none of us could have imagined what fatherhood had in store for us. The vital importance of a father's role initially comes from the fact that with his wife, the married couple cooperates with God, the Creator, in bringing a new human life into the world. It is a miraculous gift for a husband and a wife to be co-creators with God in creating a new life, a child, a soul and a body that will live for eternity. But this is just the beginning. Fathers play a vital and unique role in the life of their children and in society at large. Studies show that having a father in the home certainly has a positive influence on children. The children have significantly better performance in school, including an increased rate of college attendance, an increased rate of finding a satisfying job. Children with fathers in their home are far less likely to live in poverty and more likely to have a stable marriage themselves. Psychotherapists today are telling us something that God has been telling us since before the beginning of time. Both a father and a mother are vitally important to the stable development of children. Studies have shown that fathers can be particularly influential in the teenage years. It can be difficult trying to teach children what the love of God the Father is when they have been abandoned or abused by their own earthly father. Adult and adolescent daughters need to hear from their fathers that they are beautifully made and loved. In fact, a girl's choice of a husband and her satisfaction in marriage is often directly related to the relationship they have with their father. Boys are more confident and self-assured and have far less behavioral problems when a father is in the home. Father's Day can and should be more than just a national holiday. Fathers are called to provide their families a model of holiness and faithfulness, a trust in God and fidelity to the teachings of the church. Father's Day is a useful time to reflect upon our own strengths and weaknesses as husbands and as fathers, and strive to become more like Christ in today's readings, a loving shepherd who will sacrifice all to guide and protect his sheep. True fatherhood demands protection, sacrifice, and love. True fatherhood also demands responsibility. Our culture, our whole world, has an urgent need for good fathers to model their fatherhood to others. The good news of the gospel is that God the Father is the source of all fatherhood. Jesus called his father Abba, which is a term of endearment in Aramaic, which means daddy. Our spiritual daddy, God the Father, is all-powerful and all-loving. He is the source of unlimited mercy and all grace. Like the apostles, who were far from perfect in their earthly life, every single earthly father will at one time or another come up short of being the perfect dad. No matter what mistakes we have made in the past, he wants to fill us with the grace he has to be great husbands to our wives and great fathers to our children. Like the apostles, we have a missionary journey. As fathers, we are to bring the kingdom of heaven into our homes and into our families. Today, God is inviting all fathers to follow his loving example. He wants to give us the power, through his Holy Spirit, to truly become shepherds to God's sheep living in our homes. Let us today at this Mass ask him to help us guide our entire family into a life of grace and eternal life with God our Father. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.